Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to Diana Moran, the Green Goddess. Now, I'm the same age as you, so what should I be doing?
Well, I try to simplify everything, David. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's being more active and it's eating the right food. So, let's keep it simple. Being more active helps the three S's. That's your stamina, your heart, and your lungs. It helps your strength, to be able to lift and carry things. And it keeps you supple to be able to move around as you'd like to. And then those three F's that are concerned with the food that we eat as fresh food as you can, not too much, stuff that we buy in the supermarkets with added this, that, and the other. So as fresh as we can do, eat more fish than meats if you can, and eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. And those things are going to help keep us more healthy.
Now, what's your secret? Because you look absolutely fantastic. Obviously, you do all these things. What else do you do?
Well, I do have a very active mind, so I get involved with many, many things. I'm involved with quite a number of charities. We've had a dreadful couple of years, as you can well imagine, but those sort of things keep me very busy. But also, I have literally just put down my paintbrush to talk with you. And COVID has paid me quite a compliment because it's got me out there painting and painting. And then what I do is paint delightful pictures, I hope, landscapes, riverscapes, because I live on the River Thames, and animals. And then I put those for auction to help raise money for the various charities that I'm concerned with.
You've also done a lot of books.
I jolly well have, David. I have. My books are obviously on health and well-being, as they would be with me. My more recent one was dealing with osteoporosis, which will affect many, many of us by the time we get to, 60, 70, and 80 and more. And then one that is quite amusing is called, wait for this, sod sitting, get moving, which is really doing everything that we talked about at the beginning of this little interview.